Now we're holding on them. Tess Amudbey is the third line from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah the order of the four missus. We talked about yesterday that the order is significant because we see that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon argue about it. The Tanakhama holds the order from most to least severe is skila, strefa, hereg, and chenek, which is negeya, among other things, if a person is high of two missus based in which one we give him. So the Tanakhama had said that order. Rabbi Shimon flips around skila and strefa and flips around hereg and chenek. So now let's discuss the basis for all of these, for this ordering, why the Tanakhama holds the ordering the way he does, and why Rav Shimon puts it in the order that he does. So, skila sreifa chula. So, if it were to be up to us balabatim, we would probably say, how do you figure out which one is the most severe? Let's, we'll do experiments on animals or whatever and see which one causes it the most pain and which one causes the least. But the Gemara is not doing it that way. Instead, the Gemara is going to work out which one is more and less severe, which one is more severe than the other, which one is less severe by looking at the severity of the averus that the respective missus based in are assigned, are given for. The assumption is going to be throughout the sugya that a stronger an avera, that a worse avera gets a worse punishment. So skila srefa chola. So the Gemara starts off skila chamura misrefa. Skila is more stringent, is harsher than srefa. And we see that shekein nitna l'megadif l'oved avodas gilulim, because we see that skila is given to somebody who curses Hashem and to somebody who worships avodah zarah, and both of those involve a direct insult against Hashem himself, as we talked about, we called it the other day, poshet yodei be'ikar, that he's denying the most fundamental thing, which is Hashem. So that would be a reason to say that skila is the most severe of all. Incidentally, when we say that, for example, Chilul Shabbos is also in that category, also gets skila, is because Chilul Shabbos is also a denial of Hashem, where the whole one whole reason behind keeping Shabbos is to demonstrate that we believe that Hashem created the world, and somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos is denying that. Anyway, so the Gemara says, my chumra. So where do we see what's the chumra? Is that shekein poshet yodei be'ikar, because he's going against a fundamental thing of Yiddishkeit, the most fundamental thing, Hashem. So the Gemara says, Adrava Srefa Chamura, but you could argue on the contrary that maybe Srefa should be considered a more serious punishment. Shekhen Nitna Lavas Koyen Shazinsa, because we see that Srefa, among we're going to have later on in the Perek, we're going to have the various cases of what's Chai of each of the Misses based in. One of the cases, which is Chai of Srefa, is when a Bas Koyen is Mizana. We're going to talk about the details of what, under what circumstances this should get srefa, but the point is there is that point, or my chumra, and what would be the chumra in that? Shekein mechalela sesavia, because we see she causes her father to be desecrated, as we're going to talk about later on Daf Nun Beis, what that means exactly. It means that it has an effect on her father as well. It degrades his kedusha, and therefore we could argue that in that sense a bas koyin shezinsa is considered something more serious. And a point is, we showed you make a point that in that case, then after all, as the Gemara is going to say further on, kibud av ve'im is tantamount to kvod shamayim. So she's causing a bizoyan to her father. So therefore, that's the Gemara. Therefore, the Gemara takes up that possibility. Anyway, but the Gemara answers no, because Kasavri, no, because the Chacham Kasavri Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold Nesua Yoytza L'Sreifa V'lo Yarusa. No, because it's like this: when it comes to an Eishes Ish, there are three possible penalties that there can be. Sometimes there can be Skila, sometimes Sreifa, sometimes Chenek. So leaving aside for the moment the matter of a Bas Koyen, the basic rule is with anyone who's not a Bas Koyen, if she was a Naira Hamayrosa, so if she's a Naira between 12 and 12 and a half, well, to be exact, within 6 months after she develops Shtei Cyrus, and Ma'orosa, she's only an Arusa and not yet an Asua, then the punishment is Skila. Any other case, then the punishment is Chenek. Now, when the Torah tells us that a Bas Koyen gets Srefa, which case is that going to be? We're going to start talking about that point on Omid Beis and continue it on Daf Nun Aleph. Is it that any Bas Koyen, any married Bas Koyen gets Srefa? So meaning whether it would have been, whether she's a regular Nesua and would have gotten Chenek, or whether she's an, or whether... or whether she's a Naira Marosa who would have gotten Skilla. Either way, as a Baskoyan, she's getting Sveva. Or do we look at it only that that only if she's an Arusa, or only if she's an Asua, rather, where there it would have been Chenek, then now because she's a Baskoyan, she gets upgraded two levels to Sreifa. But if she's a Naira Marosa who's going to get Skilla, then that remains the case even when she's a Baskoyan. Well, the Chacham hold that way. Nisua Yotzila Sreifa V'loy Arusa. Only when the Bas Koyen is fully married after Chuppah and after first Be'ilah with her husband, only then if she's Mizana, where then under normal circumstances she would have gotten Chenek, now as a Bas Koyen she gets Sreifa. Not if she's an Arusa, which then she's supposed to be getting Skilla. Naira Marosa, that is, which then she's supposed to be getting Skilla. The Chacham hold in that case she continues to get Skilla. So umid apki rachmana la arusa b'skila. Given that we see that the Torah says that an arusa is chayiv skila, and that even a bas koyin is not an exception to that rule. Shmamina skila chamura. Therefore, that tells us that skila is more stringent because we see that when it comes to an arusa, which is considered more stringent than an asua, in the sense that he or she was an arusa, he or she was a naira marosa. She hasn't even had first relations yet, and then who's her first relations with? It's somebody else, which disgraces her and disgraces her family and all that. So we see that skila is more stringent, that with a Naira Marosa, we always give her skila, and the fact that she's a Bas Koyen doesn't make things any worse. Why not? Because skila is the harshest you can get. Now, Rashi brings up the point over here in some detail. The problem with that is, Rashi says, there seems to be circular logic over here. Because where exactly are the Chachamim getting this point that if she's a Bas Koyen, she gets Sreifa, fine. We know it says that in the Pasuk. But how do we know that if she's an Arusa, then where normally she would have gotten Skilla, that instead she's still getting Skilla and doesn't get Sreifa instead? It seems they're getting it from this very point, that Skilla is harsher than Sreifa, and therefore, as a Bas Koyen, her punishment is obviously not going to be downgraded. So Rashi deals with over here, so it seems like circular logic. The Chachamim was saying, how do we know why is it that a Bas Koyen who's a Naira Marosa gets Skilla? Because Skilla, why doesn't she get Sreifa? Because Sreifa applies only when she's in a Sua. Why doesn't it apply when she's a Naira Marosa as well? Because Skilla is harsher than Sreifa, but that's begging the question. So Rashi says that actually no. The Gemara has the Gemara's original answer that Skilla is stronger because we see that it's given to a Megadif and Oved Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is still sticking with that. All the Gemara is saying is so that's the main thing. So you're wondering is it Sreifa Chamura because Mechalelos Sabia? So we're saying because that really the Gemara's answer is going to be that Poshik Yodav Iker, that insulting Hashem directly with Megadif and Oved Avodah Zarah, is more stringent. The Gemara mentions this point over here, that according to the Chachamim, a Bas Koyen who's a Naira Marosa gets Skilla. That's not the real reason why they say that Skilla is stronger. The real reason is the Gemara is just dismissing any argument to the contrary and saying that, as it's going to say further down on the Amud, that after all, the most important thing is Poshik Yodav Iker is insulting Hashem himself. So it's not circular logic, it's rather the Gemara is mainly sticking with that, and just by the way, if you're bothered by the Bas Koyen, you should know the Chachamim are not concerned about that because the Bas Koyen is never getting her punishment downgraded to Sreifa. It's always the most severe, and Skilla, we've already established, is the most severe. So in other words, basically Rashi is saying is even if you were going to say that Sreifa is more stringent because we see that with a Bas Koyen, Esavir, Himachalalas, the Chachamim would say that you see that they hold that an Asua, that only if she's an Asua she gets Sreifa, and if she's an Arusa she gets Skilla. So that shows that the reason for that is, why would they say that? Is because ultimately they're saying that Skilla is more severe because Poshit Yodav Iker. Okay, that's according to Rashi. The Ran brings the Ramban, who disagrees and says that no, it's the reason it's not circular logic is because the Chachamim are not just saying that a Bas Koyen receives Sreifa when she's only when she's in a Sua, just because that's how they say it. They actually have a drosha for that purpose, where they douse in the pasuk vas ish koyin to mean that. That it means that that it means, in other words, that it applies. They're going to learn, we're going to learn the pasuk and the drushas of the Tanoim about it tomorrow. That's the shame. But the point is that Ramban understands also that the Chachamim learn from that pasuk as well that it applies only to a nesua. So therefore, we have an actual logical thing over here and not circular logic. The Chachamim are saying, given that we have an actual drusha to the effect that nesua, that an Asua gets Srefa, but an Arusa does not. She gets Skila, then therefore that itself shows that Skila is harsher. Okay. Next, Skila Chamura Misayif. How do we see that Skila is more stringent than Sayif, than Hereg? Is Shekein Nitna Lamagada Faloivad Averes Tachavim. Again, because we said Skila is being given to someone who curses Hashem, or who worships Avodah Zarah. And as we said, because that's directly attacking Hashem himself, so to speak. Well, the question is, you could argue, on the other hand, Sayif maybe is more stringent because one of the types of people who get Sayif is the people of an Irani Dachas. And the Chumra in that would be that we see that not only are they killed, but their property is destroyed, as we're going to learn about the Ir Mikla at the end of our Masechta. So you could argue on that basis that Saif is more stringent. In fact, Tosfos points out, when you get down to it, I mean, the Anshei Ir Nidachas themselves are worshipping Avodah Zarah as well. And yet everybody agrees that Srefa is more chomer than Saif. Even Reb Shimon, who holds the order of Srefa, Skila, Chenek, Hereg, he still holds that Srefa is more chomer than it. Given that the Anshei Ir Nidachas are worshipping Avodah Zarah, why are they downgraded so much to Saif? So Tosfos says actually that maybe that's the point. Saif plus their property being lost is kind of equal to Skila. So the question is again, so how do we know that Saif that being beheaded is not more stringent than Skila, given that it's given to the people of the Ir Nidachas and we see that their money is destroyed as well? The answer is no. Amarta, you can answer, Eza Koyach Meruba, which Koyach is stronger? Koyach HaMediach or Koyach HaNidach? Which one is worse? The one who's Mediach, the one who convinces them to worship Avodah Zarah, or the Nidach, the one who was convinced to worship Avodah Zarah? Evidently the Madiach is worse. He's the one who actually instigated the whole thing and got them to worship Avodah Zarah. The Tanya, and we learn in a Braisa, Madiche Irani Dachas Beskila, the ones who were Madiach, the ones who convinced the people of the city to worship Avodah Zarah, they actually get Skila. So there's your answer, therefore. It's true that the people of the Irani Dachas themselves get only Hereg, which is a much less stringent punishment. Nonetheless, though, we see that the people who instigated them do in fact get Skila. So we see that after all, Skila is the most stringent of all, or at least more stringent than Hereg. There is in fact actually a point that Rogachover wants to say that ever brings in a Sicha someplace that the people of the Ir Nidachas, because they worship the Avodah Zarah en masse like that as a group, then therefore sort of they become in effect almost like Bnei Noach, and Bnei Noach, as we're going to learn later on in our parak, when they're punished for violating any of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, then they're punished with Saif. So in effect, in other words, we would say that the reason why they get Saif is based on that in a certain sense they're considered not Jews anymore, they're considered almost like Bnei Noach. The Rebbe actually talks about an Asicha and disagrees at that point and learns differently. One point is that it's a Asicha and Chavik test that Rebbe discusses the point actually that it is true that they're considered a tzibur, It's because they're considered a tzibur, and a tzibur has a different rule than a yochid. We also see, on the other hand, that they're able to do tshuva and save themselves, where usually a person does tshuva after they do an avera, and a chayiv misses based in tshuva doesn't help. How is based in supposed to know that their tshuva is sincere? Nevertheless, by an irani dachas, the Rambam learns that we first give them an opportunity to do tshuva, and if they do, then they're saved from the fate of the irani dachas, because then it means that they're not a tzibur anymore. So, in any case, the point is that yes, an irani dachas has a lesser punishment, but we see that their madichim have the same severe punishment of skila. So therefore, yes, that gives us a logical basis to say that skila is stronger than hereg. Okay. Next, skila chamura mechenek. How do we see that skila is a worse punishment than chenek? And again, the fact that skila is given to the worst offenders, the Megadif and the Ovid Avodah Zarah, shows that it's much more stringent than chenek. Well, the question is, adrabah chenek chomer. You could argue on the contrary that chenek has a severity to it, because a person who strikes and wounds his father or his mother gets chenek, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta. And where is there a chumra in that? Shekein hukash kvoidam l'kvoidam mokam, because the honor of parents is compared in the Torah to honor of Hashem. We find it says kavodis avicha v'asimecha, and there's a pasuk kavodis Hashem. And similarly, es Hashem al kachat tira and ish imay v'aviv tiro. So you have psukim that kibud av v'aim and murder av v'aim is tantamount to the covet of Hashem. And the answer is, as we said before, given that the Torah says that Arusa Bas Yisrael is made an exception, forget about a Bas Koyen, we said before Srefa, but a regular Bas Yisrael is getting either Chenek if she's in the Surah, or Skila if she's an Arusa, and we assume that an Arusa is a much more severe thing, again, because it means, look at this, she was an Arusa, she's still a Basula, and here she went and was Mizanah, so therefore there's much more shame in it, Rashi says. At least in the Suah, already has had relations before, so now, she goes and is Mizanah, it's a very serious thing, and she's Chayav Nisa for it, but not nearly as serious as when she was a Naira Marusa, where she hasn't even had relations with her husband yet. So therefore, the fact that we see that she's upgraded from chenek to skila in such a case shows shemamina skila chamura, that shows us that skila is more stringent than chenek. In fact, Tosfos points out the Gemara didn't even need that. Could have said a kavachoyma. Once we find that Srefa is less severe than skila, or Saif is less severe than skila, and we could still show by a kavachoyma that they're worse than chenek. Tosfos does point out now, here we're saying that when it comes to hitting a father or mother, he gets chenek. On the other hand, you also have makalel of v'imoy. Skila is given in that case. But Tosfos says, listen, you're not going to say that they're more stringent than kavod hamakom. So therefore, if kavod hamakom requires skila, you're not going to say that chenek is stronger than that. Fine, so that goes through the four, but now we have to go through the remaining three between themselves. So far we've established that skila is stronger than srefa, stronger than hereg, stronger than chenek. Now we have to go through the remaining ones in turn. How do we know that srefa is stronger than chenek, than hereg? How do we know it's stronger than chenek, etc.? So, Srefa Chamura Misayif. So, Srefa is stronger than Sayif, than Hereg, because the Shekein Nitna, Labas Koyen Shizinsa. Because we see that it's given to a Bas Koyen who's Mizana, Umay Chumra, and the Chumra is, as I've said before, Shekein Mechalelas to Savia, because she's causing her father's status as a Koyen to be desecrated. So the question is, Adrav Sayif Chomer Shekein Nitna L'Anshe Erni Dachas. You could argue, though, that Sayif maybe is stronger then is stronger than Srefa, given that it's given to the people of the Irani Dachas, and the people of the Irani Dachas, after all, were worshipping Avodah Zarah, and not only that, Umay Chumra, and the Chumra in that is Shekein Mamon and Ovad, because as we said before, their property is also lost as well. So maybe we should say that, fine, we established that Skila is stronger than all of them, but maybe in fact we would say that Hereg goes ahead of Sreifa. The answer is no. We can answer as follows. How do we know that Sreifa is more stringent than Sayek? It's true, the logic that we were using won't work for that, but Nema Ovia Biskila, the Nema Ovia Bisreifa. By both Skila and Sreifa, when it comes to a woman who was Mizana, by both of them it uses the word Aviva. By the Naira Hamorosa, who gets Skila, the pasuk says that Liznos Beis Avia, she did such a shameful thing. She was Mizana in her father's household, meaning again, while she's in Arusa, she's still living with her father. She's still living in her father's household. She's not yet living with her chosin. And in fact, the din is, in that case, she's supposed to be stoned in front of their doorway, as we learned in the previous perek, to show them, Ru'u gidulim shegidaltam, look at this kind of daughter that you raised. Anyway, so by there it says the word Aviyah. By the Bas Koyin, it also says Aviyah, so Aviyah hi mechalelas. So therefore, so we have a Gzeira Shava. Ma Aviyah ha'oma b'skila, skila chamura misayif. So just like when it comes to her father, it tells us that skila is stronger than sayif, as we learned out before, logically. We can learn from that, from this comparison with the word Aviyah, that it means also that Sreifa is also stronger than Saif. And again, both the Chachamim and Reb Shimon are going to agree with that, and say that the Reb Shimon and the Chachamim disagree within each pair, but they both agree that Sreifa is stronger than Saif. Tosfos wonders then. How come we didn't use this Gzeira Shava before? We would have said that like this when the Chachamim were saying at the top of the Amud that a Bas Koyin Shizinsa gets Sreifa only if she's an Arusa, not if she's an Nesua. Why don't we use the same? Why don't we use the same Gzeira Shava to say that nevertheless she gets Sreifa regardless? So there is actually an explanation from Chidushim or Biurim that maybe it's not a real Gzeira Shava. In fact, maybe this itself is a Svara. So before we had a Svara, as Rashi had said, the Svara is that Poshut Yodah Be'ikir, that insulting Hashem directly is more severe, or according to the Ramban and other Rishonim, that the Chum have an actual limud when Sreifa applies to a Bas Koyin. So therefore the Svara over here is not going to counteract that, but here at least we have a Svara to say, basically, that her punishment should be as severe as possible, and that means, in other words, that we're gonna place Skila ahead of Hereg and ahead of Chened. So that tells us that Skila is stronger than Saif. That Sreifa is stronger than Saif. So therefore, in other words, she's always gonna get the most severe punishment available. So if she's a Bas Koyin, she's getting Sreifa, and if she's an Arusa, then it's being upgraded all the way to Skila. But we wouldn't say, therefore, that Saif is stronger than Sreifa, because the logic that we just said, the Gzeira Shava, whether we learn it as a Gzeira Shava or whether we learn it as a logic, tells us that Sreifa is more severe. All right, Sreifa Chamura Michenek. How do we know that Sreifa is stronger than Chenek? And by the way, with all of this, it actually points out, you know, we don't really need necessarily all of these Lamudim. Once we know that Skila is stronger than Sreifa, for example, then automatically we're going to know that anything that's Sreifa is stronger than, that Skila is also stronger than. So we don't really need all of these Lamudim. For example, why do we need before to establish that Skila was stronger than Saif? We could have just done it on the basis of what we're doing over here, that Sreifa is stronger than Saif, and automatically, since we established that Skila is more severe than Sreifa, then it would be if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then obviously A is greater than C. So Rashi says, it's true. But the reason is precisely because, for example, we see over here that the only reason that tells us that Sreifa is stronger than a Sayyid is because of this Xeder Shava. So therefore, so we need to also find how we know that Skila is stronger. Maybe indeed Xeder Shava would tell us that, as we just said, that Sreifa is stronger than Sayyid, but we wouldn't necessarily know from that that Skila is also stronger, and therefore the Gemara had to work it out before logically. Okay. The Gemara continues, Sreifa Chamura Mechenek. Next, Sreifa has to be stronger than Chenek. Because again, Shekin Nitzel, Bas Koyen Fezinsa, because we see that a Bas Koyen, who was Mezana, is getting Sreifa, and as we said before, Umay Chumra, Kedah Moran, and the Chumra is, as we said before, that Asovia Hi Mechalelas. And since there's definitely cases where she would have gotten chenek, and instead, because she's a bas koyin, then she gets instead upgraded to sreifa. So that tells us automatically that sreifa is stronger than chenek. You're not going to say that she gets downgraded because esavia hi mechalelas. So mid apka rachmana. Sorry, I skipped a few lines. Sreif chamur mechenek shekain nis nolvas karnchizinta umay chomer kedamaran. The question is ad rav chenek chomer. Shouldn't we say that maybe chenek is more severe shekain nitin lamaka over beima, because we see that chenek is the punishment for somebody who strikes his father or his mother umay chomer, and the chomer would be, as we said before, shekain hukash kvoidam lakvoidam makim, because there's a hekesh between the covered of parents and the covered of Hashem. So maybe that outweighs that. And the answer is mida apke rachmanol nesua bas koyin meklan nesua bas yisrael mechenek l'sreifa. Exactly that. Since we see that ordinarily a bas yisrael who's fully married is getting chenek for being mizana, and meanwhile bas koyin in the same situation is actually getting sreifa, then that itself tells us that outweighs that potential logic to say that chenek is more severe. You're not going to say that she gets a lesser punishment because she's a bas koyin, and obviously has to be that the fact that that's a viyahim chalavas causes a greater punishment, and therefore she goes up from chenek to sreifa. Then, now we have one more pair that we need to work out. Saif chomer mechenek. How do we know, according to the chachamim, that saif, that hereg, is worse than chenek? Shekain nitin la'anshei erani dachas, because sayif is the punishment for the people of erani dachas. So my chumra, shekain mamonin ovad, and the chumra is, as we said, because not only are they killed, but their money, their property is destroyed as well. The question is, adrav chenek chomer, shekain nitin l'makir ovad v'imoy. Shouldn't we say that maybe chenek is more stringent because it's given to somebody who strikes his father or his mother? I said it wrongly before, by the way, when I was mentioning the toast before, I misunderstood to say that a makir ovad v'imoy gets skila. He doesn't, he gets chenek. But maybe you would say my chumer shaken chukash chola, and you would say again, like we said before, the honor for parents is great, is at least equal to the honor of Hashem. So that should cause us to say that chenek is more stringent. And the answer is afilo hachi, even so, poshik yod beikar adif, to be poshik yod beikar, to insult Hashem directly, is obviously more stringent, and therefore the anshe erni dachas who did that is still, you're not going to say that you're not going to say, as Tosfos had said, that the punishment for insulting parents or hitting them is worse than for insulting Hashem. So since we see that the Anshei Erni Dachas did directly insult Hashem by worshipping Avodah Zarah, so therefore that's considered worse than Chenek. So that works out the whole hierarchy according to the Chachamim. We've now established the entire order that it has to be in this order: Skila, then Sreifa, then Hereg, then Chenek. And again, as Rashi had said at the top of the Amud, this really, the Gemara may have known all along that Poshet Yodeh Be'ikr is more severe than anything else, which is why the Gemara could take it as a given that the Chachamim say that with a Bas Koyin, she's getting Sreifa only where it's an upgrade from Chenek, and not where it's a downgrade from Skila, because the most important thing is to realize that Poshet Yodeh Be'ikr is the most severe of all. And the fact that the Gemara had brought at the top of the Amud, what about a Bas Koyin, that was just to work out, well, according to the Chachamim, why indeed is a Bas Koyin sometimes getting Sreifa? And the answer is that she's not getting downgraded to Sreifa from Skila, she's only getting upgraded from Chenek. Okay, that was all according to the Chachamim. Next, Reb Shimon Omer. Now, we said in the Mishnah Chulah that Reb Shimon had flipped things around and said within each pair, he said Sreifa is stronger than Skila and Chenek is stronger than Hereg. So here the Gemara is going to work it out logically, but one thing, you know, we learned in the previous perek that there was a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that there's one, when it comes to where they bury the person who was executed, when they bury him until the flesh decays, we said halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that there are two graveyards for the purpose, one for skila and srefa, one for hereg and chenek, and since nobody argues with halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, so it has to be, everybody knows that they go in those two pairs. So the skila and srefa make a pair, and hereg and chenek make a pair. So now Rav Shimon and the Chachamim are disagreeing within each pair, which one is more severe. So let's work it out according to what the logic points of Reb Shimon. So, Sreifa Chamora Meskila. Reb Shimon is going to take the view that Sreifa is stronger than Skila, Shekein Nivnal Bas Koyin Shazinsa, because Sreifa is the punishment for Bas Koyin who was Mezamin. Or my chumra, and the chumra, and it would be, as we said before, Shekein Mechalevas Zavir, because she causes her father's covered as a Koyin to be desecrated. The question is, Adrav Skila Chamura, why doesn't he hold like the Chachamim that Skila is more severe? As we said at the top of the Amud, Shekein Nitzalim Gadifal Ovid Avedis Chachamim, because it's given to someone who curses Hashem or worships Avedis Zara, or my Chumra, Shekein Poshit Yadav Be'ikr, and as we've been saying throughout the Sugya, according to the Chachamim, Poshit Yadav Be'ikr, a direct insult against Hashem is more severe than anything else. The answer is, the answer is you're right. Reb Shimon Lekaimei, you're right. Poshit Yadav Be'ikr logically should be more severe, but Reb Shimon is going according to his Svara, Omar, where he says, Achas Arusa, V'achas Nesua Yotzel Sreifa. He says, unlike the Chachamim before, that only a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa only when it otherwise would have been Chenek, only when she's in a Sua, and therefore, in other words, so we can say, she's going up from Chenek to Sreifa, but never down from Skila, and therefore the Chachamim say, as an Arusa, she's always getting Skila, regardless Bas Koyin, Bas Yisrael. Reb Shimon disagrees with that point and says, as we're going to learn on Omud Beis, that in fact she's getting Sreifa regardless. Well, therefore, so exactly that. Umi de apke rachmona la arusa bas koyin miklal arusa bas Yisrael. Since the Torah is saying that a bas koyin who's an arusa is an exception from an arusa bas Yisrael, miskila the Sreifa, where if she had been a bas Yisrael, she would have gotten skila, and now as a bas koyin she's getting Sreifa, which is how Reb Shimon holds, shema mina Sreifa chamora. Obviously, Sreifa must be more severe. That's why she's getting upgraded, according to him, from skila to Sreifa. So in other words, the opposite of the Chachamim. The Chachamim had said at the top of the Amud that in fact only a Nesua gets Sreifa. Which means, in other words, that the very fact that an Arusa always gets Skila, even if she's a Bas Koyin, shows that Skila is the most severe thing. Again, according to Rashi, it was the Chachamim knew that just based on other logic, based on the logic of Poshit Yadav Be'ikr is worst of all, according to the Ramban, because the Chachamim actually have a drosha from the Pasuk to say that only a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa only if she's in a Sua. Where, again, Reb Shimon holds differently, as we're going to learn on Omer Beis, and therefore he says, in other words, in short, according to the Chachamim, it goes like this. A Bas Yisrael, who's a Nesua, who's Mezaneh, gets Chenek. If she's a Bas Koyin, she gets upgraded to Sreifa. And if she was an Arusa, whether Bas Koyin or Bas Yisrael, then it's Skila, the harshest of all. Reb Shimon, meanwhile, learns, if she's a Bas Yisrael Nesua, then she's getting Chenek. If she's a Naira Marosa Yisrael, she's getting Skila. And if she's a Bas Koyin, whether Nesua or Arusa, then she's getting Sreifa. So we see, therefore, that according to him, Sreifa is the worst of all. Okay, next, Sreifa Chamura Mechenek. According to Reb Shimon, we see that Sreifa is stronger than Chenek. Shekein Nitnal Bas Koyin Shazinsa or my Chumra Kedam Moran. Because we see that Sreifa is the punishment for a Bas Yisrael, for a Bas Koyin who was Mezaneh, and as we just said, Esavir Himachalelas. But the question is, Adrav Chenek Chomer. You should say that even according to Reb Shimon, that Chenek should be stronger than Sreifa. Shekein Nitnal Makir Ova Be'ima, because Chenek is the punishment for somebody who strikes his father or his mother. Or my Chomer Shekein Hukash Gvodim L'Kvodam Makim. And the Chomer would be because we said that their honor is compared to the honor of Hashem. And the answer is no. Mida apki rachmanal, an asur bas koyin, meklam asur bas Yisrael, since the Torah is saying that a bas koyin who's nesua, who's fully married, is an exception, a regular bas Yisrael in that circumstance would get chenet. And here we have that, instead, the bas koyin is getting srefa. Now, obviously, she's not being, the fact that she's a koyin and a sevir the fact that she's a bas koyin and a sevir himachalalas is not a reason to downgrade her punishment. Shmamina srefa chamora. Obviously, srefa has to be more stringent than chenek, because otherwise, that wouldn't explain why the Torah prescribes srefa in such a case. Now, the Chachamim agree with that point as well, as we said before. They agree that a bas koyin nesua does get srefa. They just disagreed about if she's an arusa, whether she's getting skila or srefa, but everybody agrees that that if she's a nesua, she's getting srefa, and since a nesua bas yisrael, if she was a bas yisrael, then under those circumstances she gets chenek, then obviously srefa has to be stronger than chenek. Okay. Next, the Gemara continues, Sreifa chamora misayif. Sreifa is stronger than sayif, than hereg, and again, that would be according to Reb Shimon, here we're discussing, but it would be, we said before, according to the Chachamim as well. Same logic we said before, shekein nitna l'bas koyin chazinsa, because we see that Sreifa is prescribed for the bas koyin chazinsa, umay chumra kedam moran, and as we've been saying throughout the Omud, the stringency is the fact that a saviyah hima chalelas, that she's disgracing and desecrating her father's kedusha. But we could argue adrab sayif chomer. Shouldn't we maybe argue that sayif is more stringent? Shekein nitna l'anshei u'ani dachas, because that's the punishment for the anshei u'ani dachas. O my chumra shekein mamonin avad. And the chumra, as we've been saying all along, is that their property is destroyed as well. So, since Reb Shimon is saying, now according to the Chachamim, we could have answered like we did before, because after all, listen, Poshet Yad Be'ikr is worst of all. But the Yad Ramah points out, Reb Shimon evidently doesn't agree with that Svara, otherwise he wouldn't say that Skila is less severe than Srefa. The fact that we see that Skila is given to Poshet Yad Be'ikr, and according to Reb Shimon, it's only the second worst, shows that he doesn't hold of this concept of Poshet Yad Be'ikr being the deciding factor. So therefore, so we need to find a different reason why we would say that Sreifa is stronger than Hereg. So the answer is, like we said before, Amauta, well, you would say, V'chi'ezek koyach meruba, which one has a greater power, which one is worse, koyach ha-madiach or koyach ha-nigach, the power of the madiach, the one who instigated them to worship Avodah Zarah, or the nidach, the one who was convinced, heavy omer koyach ha-madiach. Obviously, the madiach is worse because they instigated the whole thing. And as we said before, the Medichim themselves are, now, the Medichim themselves, we said according to the Chachamim, they get Skila. We said that according to the Chachamim, the Medichim get Skila, the rest of the people of the city get Hereg. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says that the Medichim themselves get Chenek, as we're going to learn later on in the Masechta. So therefore, Kal v'chomer. And therefore, so for Kavachomo, Ma Chenek Shechomo Misayif, Ma the Chenek, which is stronger than Sayif, Sreifa Chamura Mimenu, and yet Sreifa is more severe, Ma the Chenek is stronger than Sayif, because we see, according to him, that the Madichim get Chenek, and that has to be the worst punishment, Sreifa Chamura Mimenu, and yet Sreifa is stronger than Chenek, as we explained before. Because the Bas Yisrael Nesua would get Chenek, but as a Bas Koyin, instead she's getting a harsher punishment skila. Saif, a Kal Lekoshkin, well then how much more so, according to Reb Shimon, that Saif is the least stringent of all, and we give that to the people of the Irani Dachas, who are less stringent, who are less worse off than the ones who are Madiach them, how much more so that it's going to be less than Sreifa. So according to Reb Shimon, we can use that logic to say that Sayif is less severe than Sreifa, because we see, according to him, it's less severe even than Chenek, and we see, according to him, the Madichei Erni Dachas get Chenek. Okay. Next, Skila Chamura Mechenek. How do we know, according to Reb Shimon, that Skila, which according to him is the second worst one, is stronger than Chenek, which according to him is the third? Shekein Nitna L'Megadef L'Oyvidavadis Kechavim, because Skila is given to a Megadef and an Oyvidavadizara, as we said before, Omai Chumra Kedamaran, as we've been saying all along, that there is the matter of Poshet Yad Be'ikr. Now, we just said, the Yad Ramah says, Reb Shimon doesn't consider that the worst thing. He considers that other things can override that, but nevertheless, he does agree believe Poshigiotabe Ikko is a pretty serious thing. So he can use that to say that Skiller is to say that Skiller is worse than Chenek. The question is, Adlam Chenek Chomer, shouldn't we maybe say that Chenek is worse, Shekin Nitan Maka over Be'ima, because it's given to somebody who hits his father or mother, or my Chomer Shekin Hokashchola, because as we've been saying throughout the Sugya, there's a hekesh between the covered of parents and the covered of Hashem. And the answer is, again, we have to consider what happens to an Eishes Ish, who's Mizana. Mida apke rachmona la arusa bas Yisrael, miklal masua bas Yisrael, since we see regarding a bas Yisrael, that the Torah makes an arusa, a naira hamerosa, an exception to the usual rule, usually she would get chenek, mechenek leskila. If he or she goes from chenek to skila, which according to the Chachamim is three levels higher, but according to the Shimon, it still has to be something higher, because there's no question that a Naira Marosa is worse than a regular Nesua, as Rashi had said, I don't want Aleph, because a Nesua, she's already married, she's had relations before, in a way, the Pagam is not as great as here, where she was unmarried, she was a Basula before, and the first thing she's doing is being Mizana. So therefore, Mikashramina, Skila Chamura, therefore, we see that Skila is worse than Chenek, even if so the difference would be, according to the Chachamim, it's three levels higher, according to the Shimon, it's one level higher, but it's still higher regardless. Next, Skila Chamura Misayif. Then we're going to say that, according to Reb Shimon, Skila is worse than Sayif, where according to Reb Shimon, Skila is second and Sayif is fourth. Shekein Nitin L'Megadif for Chol, because we see that Skila is given to the Megadif and the Ovid of Adazara. And the question is, Adar Abba Sayif Chomer, shouldn't we say that Sayif is stronger, Shekein Nitin L'Anshi Erni Dachas? Because that's the punishment for the Anshi Erni Dachas, or my Chumra Shekin Mamonim Avad, and the Chumra, as we've been saying all along, is that their property is forfeit, that their property is destroyed. And of course, there is also the point that they themselves were worshipping Avodah Zarah as well. And the answer is, we're going to use the same logic using the Madiach as we did before. Amarta, you're going to say, B'chi Eze Koyach Meruba, which power is stronger, Koyach HaMadiach or Koyach HaNidach? Which one is worse, the Madiach, the one who convinced them, or the Nidach, the ones who allowed themselves to be convinced? Heavy Emma Koyach HaMadiach. The Madiach obviously has to be worse off because he instigated the whole thing. V'kavachomer. So now, therefore, we can make a kavachomer. Again, Reb Shimon holds that the Madichim are getting chenek, unlike the Chachamim, who we said before hold that he's getting skila. So Reb Shimon will make a kavachomer. Uma chenek shechomu misayif. Ma de chenek which is stronger than sayif, because we see that the Madiach gets chenek, and the Nidach, the people of the Irani Dachas, are getting only sayif, which according to him is less. Skila chamura mimenu, and yet skila is stronger than, chenek, as we just worked out regarding the naira marosa versus the nesua. Sayif akal lekoshkin, then how much more so? According to Reb Shimon, sayif has to be less than skila. So according to him, skila is second, and sayif is third. According to him, sayif is fourth. But we see therefore that it has to be that way based on that kavachomer. All right, chenek chomer misayif, and the last one, where do we see that according to Reb Shimon, that chenek is worse than sayif? This one being, of course, the opposite of what the Chacham said before. So that he would say, shekein nitin l'makir over ve'imoy, because chenek is the punishment for somebody who strikes and wounds his father and his mother. Oh, my chumra, and the chumra would be kedam moran, as we said throughout the sugya, that their covered is tantamount to the covered of Hashem. But the question is, Adrab Sayif Chomer, Shekin Nitin L'Anshi Erni Dachas. Maybe we should say that Sayif is stronger because it's given to the Anshi Erni Dachas, or my Chomer Shekin Mamonim Ovad, and the Chomer would be that their money is lost. Amarta, so the same logic as before, V'chi Eze Koyach Meruba, Koyach HaMadiach or Koyach HaNidach. Which one is going to be worse, the Madiach or the Nidach? Have Emma Koyach HaMadiach, V'tanya, and we learn in a Braisa, Madichi Erni Dachas V'skila, Reb Shimon Oyma B'chenek. That what punishment did the Madichim themselves, the ones who convinced the city to worship Avodah Zarah, the Chachamim are saying Skila, and they used that before when we were working out the Chachamim's opinion to show that according to them Skila is worse than Sayif, whereas according to Reb Shimon, the Madichim are getting Chenek, and obviously since they have to be getting a more severe punishment than the city that they subverted and made it into an Eir Nidachas, then obviously according to him Chenek must be stronger than Sayif. Okay. So we've worked out, according to both the Chachamim and according to Reb Shimon, the details, all 10 all 10 combinations over there, where we know all possible combinations, where we know that each one is worse than the other. So it comes out, as we said in the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, Skila, then Sreifa, then Hereg, then Chenek. And according to the Pshimin, Sreifa, then Skila, then Chenek, then Hereg. And we said there are two actual asides. So we have basically, it comes out from the sugya that there are three points on which Rav Shimon and the Chachamim argued. Three actual halacha l'maisa points. Number one is the actual order of the Mrs. Basin, which again is relevant as far as if a person is chayiv two Mrs. Basin, which one we give him. It's also relevant for some other dinim that we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Then you have, there's the question, what punishment does an Arusa Bas Koyen get if she's Mizana, according to the Chachamim Skila and according to the Shimon Sreifa? And the third thing was, what happens to the people who convince the people of the Irani Dachas, the Madichim, who convince them to worship Avodah Zarah, according to the Chachamim, those people are getting Skila, while the rest of the city gets Hereg, and according to the Shimon, they're getting Chenek, and the rest of the city gets Hereg. So now let's start talking about this matter of the Bas Koyen Shezinsa. Again, we said there are three possible punishments when it comes to an Eishes Ish who's Mizana. Sometimes there's Skila, sometimes there's Sreifa, sometimes there's Chenek. So now we're going to start working out what are the different circumstances, what gets prescribed in each of various cases. So the Gemara says, Margala b'pumei de Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan would regularly say the following thing. Rashi says, Sodur hoya dova azabafiv. This matter was always regular and established in his mouth. So we're not talking about a Mishnah or a Braisa. We're talking about this is how he learned from his Rebbein. So according to Rashi, in other words, it comes out the word margala is meloshin, according to Rashi and the Oruch, it comes out that the word margala means he was accustomed to, so the meloshin regilus. The Yad Ramah brings it to me also meloshin margolis. It was a pearl that Rabbi Yochanan had in his mouth, a pearl of a statement in Torah. You have in other places in Shas also, you have this expression margul b'fume, and you have the same double meaning. It means that he was accustomed to saying this, but it also means it's a jewel of a teaching of Torah. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, Naira Mairosa Bas Koyin Shezinsa B'Skila. That, as we've been saying, a Naira Mairosa, if she's a Bas Koyin and she was Mizana, then according to the Chachamim B'Skila, then she's getting Skila, because again, as we said before, according to the Chachamim, Skila is worse than Sreifa, and therefore she's getting the harsher punishment. Reb Shimon Oymer B'Sreifa, and Reb Shimon says instead that according to Reb Shimon, she gets Sreifa, because we said according to him, Sreifa is worse than Skila. Then Reb Yechanan continues, Zinsa Me'oviha. What about if she was Mizana with her own father? So now it's like this. When we learn later on in our perek, when we learn about the people who get, when we learn about what people get Sreifa, we're going to talk about that besides for the Bas Koyen that we've been talking about all this time, there is also all the other cases of Sreifa involve a man and his daughter, or granddaughter, or mother, or grandmother, etc. We're going to have all the details later in the perek. So the point is now, if this girl of Naira Marosa was Mizana with her own father, says Rav Shimon. So now, as a Bas Koyen, we said there's Machloikas Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether she's getting Skila or Sreifa. But now she was Mizana with her father, and also that involves Sreifa. Leaving aside the point that she's a Bas Koyen, there's the fact that it was with her father. So again, B'Skila Rav Shimon Oymer B'Sreifa. So again, Rav Yechanan says, there's still going to be the same machloikas whether she's getting Skila or Sreifa. So actually, there is discussion about this point. I mean, if we're saying according to Reb Shimon let's talk about that in a minute. Actually, okay. So the Gemara says, "My Kamash Malan." Well, what is Reb Yechanan? What is Reb Yechanan's chiddush? The Torah tells us a Bas Koyen gets Sreifa. But nevertheless, l'rabbanan nesua yotza l'sreifa v'loya rusa. We know, as we just established, that according to the Chachamim, only a nesua is an exception to the rule. Usually, as a nesua, she gets chenek because she's a bas koyin, she's getting sreifa, not an arusa, because as we discussed before, according to the Chachamim, an arusa bas koyin is getting skila. L'rab Shimon achas arusa v'achas nesua yotza l'sreifa, and according to Rab Shimon, either way, she's getting sreifa. What's the point that he's telling us? That's not a question, it's rather a statement. That you should know, when the Torah is telling us that a bas koyin gets sreifa, Rabbi Yochanan wants you to realize that according to the Chachamim, that would be only a nesua, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be either an arusa or a nesua. Rashi explains, in other words, that Rabbi Yochanan wants us to know, because the Chachamim hold that skila is more severe, therefore they hold that an arusa is not getting sreifa because she's already subject to skila, and therefore you can't downgrade her to skila, because again, according to the Chachamim, skila is more severe than sreifa. So in fact, the Binyan Shloima brings, actually, that the Gemara's question is not so much on Rabbi Yochanan's first din. The Gemara's question is rather on the Gemara's second din, when she was Mizana with her father, my Kamash Malan, either way, you still have the same Machloikas, Skila, and Sreifa. So why does he need to tell us that the same thing would apply if it was with her father? And the answer of the Gemara is going to be that the reason is because we always give her the more severe punishment, and therefore, so the same way as a bas koyin shezinsa, you have two factors. Number one, that she's a naira marosa, and therefore should be getting skila. And number two, that she's a bas koyin, and therefore should be getting sreifa. And you have the machlokas, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, which one is worse. The same way is going to be when you have another way where there are two factors together, namely which is a bas koyin, and where she's where it's with her father, then you're going to have the same machlokas. So what's the reason behind it? Mishum the rabbanan skila chamura, because according to the Chachamim, the skila is more stringent, and therefore they hold you're not going to downgrade her from skila to sreifa because she's a bas koyin. So therefore it has to be that if she's an arusa, she's getting skila regardless. L'Rav Shimon sreifa chamura, and according to Rav Shimon, sreifa is stronger, and therefore, she's getting the more severe punishment, which is sreifa. So according to Rashi, the question is why the Chachamim and Reb Shimon hold the way that they hold, respectively. The Yad Ramah explains the question is more on Reb Yochanan. What is Reb Yochanan telling us with all of this? And the answer is that Reb Yochanan wants us to realize that point, that according to the Chachamim, skila is stronger, and according to Reb Shimon, sreifa is stronger, and that has a nafkamina. So the Gemara says nafkamina, the mishin is chayiv, shtei misses based in. The nafkamina is if a person is chayiv, two different misses based in, nidin v'chamura, where the din is that he gets punished with the stronger one. So therefore, so we need to know which is the stronger one, skila or sreifa. So now Maor Shor points out, well, in that case, then why did the Gemara mention this nafkamina only in connection with Rabbi Yochanan? Why didn't it mention it in connection with the Mishnah? And the reason is because you also have a case we're going to have later on in the Masechta. You're going to have two different people, a chai of two different misses based in, and now we got them mixed up. And we can't tell which is which. So now the question is, they're both chayiv misa, but what misa can we give them? We have to give them the less stringent misa. You have, let's say, for example, one person is chayiv skila, one who's chayiv sreifa. You can't give them both, according to the Chachamim, you can't give them both skila. Skila is stronger than sreifa. You might be giving them a worse punishment than they deserve. So instead, you have to give them both sreifa, and according to Reb Shimon, it would be the other way around. Regarding our Mishnah, then we could say that that's the nafkamina. But when it comes to Reb Yochanan's statement, where he's talking about one person who's chai of two misses based in, so then we can talk about the nafkamina is strictly as far as this chumra that we say that they get the more severe punishment, and therefore we need to know which is the more severe punishment. Okay. The Gemara continues, my Rav Shimon, where do we see that Rav Shimon says, where do we see that Rav Shimon says clearly that an Arusa, that a Bas Koyin is always getting, that a Bas Koyin is always getting Sreifa, regardless of whether she's in a Suwa or an Arusa. Again, if she's in a Suwa, everybody agrees that she's getting Sreifa, but the Rav Shimon is saying even if she's in Arusa, where ordinarily she would have gotten Skila, Rav Shimon is saying she's getting Sreifa, and we've been saying the reason is because according to Rav Shimon, Sreifa is more stringent. Well, where do we find Rav Shimon actually saying such a thing beferish? So the answer is the Tanya. We learn in a Braisa. Rav Shimon Omer Shnei Klolos Nemru B'Bas Koyin. There are two rules that the Torah says regarding a Bas Koyin. One by an Arusa and one by an Asua. So in other words, the Torah is telling us basically an Eishes Ish who's Mizana, she and her boy will get chenek, but then you have also, then you have the exception by an Arusa. So the Gemara interjects, one second, B'Bas Koyin, V'loi B'Bas Yisrael. Are you telling me that these two rules, that the Torah doesn't say two rules, that the Torah tells us two rules only by B'Bas Yisrael? The Psukim about Chenek and the Psukim about Skila are talking about both, but they don't specify B'Bas Koyin or B'Bas Yisrael. Only in connection with Sefer does it mention B'Bas Koyin. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ema Af B'Bas Koyin. Rav Shimon means to say that even by B'Bas Koyin, the Torah is saying so far there are two possibilities. Chenek or Chenek or Skila. Hoitzi, Akosiv, Nesua, Miklal Nesua. So therefore, so the Torah is making an exception between one Nesua and another Nesua. V'arusa Miklal Arusa. And the Torah, says Rav Shimon, is also making an exception between one Arusa and another Arusa. So in other words, the same way as with a Nesua, you're saying there is a difference. There's definitely a difference between a Bas Koyin and a Bas Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael is getting Chenek, a Bas Koyin is getting Sreifa, and there's no question about that, that a Bas Koyin Nesua is an exception. The same way Rav Shimon says there is also an exception within the Arusa. So he says, in other words, that given that we see that there's an exception for a Bas Koyin, then he says that exception is not only when she's in a Suwa, but also when she's in Arusa. So he says, so just like when the Torah is making an exception within a Suwa, it's to be Machmir. She goes up from Chenek to Skila, which according to the Chachamim is three levels higher, and according to the Shimon is one level higher. The same way, says Reb Shimon, when the Torah tells us an exception, that, and according to him, there's an exception with an Arusa as well, that an Arusa Bas Koyin is different than Arusa Bas Yisrael, then it means Lahachmir, then it means that it's also to be Machmir, to upgrade her from Skila to Sreifa, because again, according to him, Sreifa is more stringent than Skila. And again, Tosfos points out in the previous sugya, we had the whole discussion about the various Gzeira Shavas and Kavachoymers and all that we used to show which one is more severe than the other one. We mentioned Gzeira Shava and Amar Aleph, that the word Aviha means that tells us that which punishments are more severe than the other ones. So we used the Gzeira Shava before, according to the Chachamim, we'd used it to show that Skila is stronger than Saif, so Rav Shimon in a similar way would use it to say that Sreifa is stronger than Chenek. And now he's saying with an Arusa, so we're saying not only with a, not, and besides, we have the whole logic before that said that an Arusa is always worse than an Asura. So therefore, so Rav Shimon is saying that there's also an exception within Arusa herself, and therefore it means that exception means to make it more stringent on her to say that as a Bas Yisrael, she would have been Chayiv only Chenek, now as a Bas Koyin, instead she's getting Sreifa. Then Rav Shimon continues, Zoymame Nesua Bas Koyin, Bichlal Zoymame Nesua Bas Yisrael. What about, let's talk about the Edom Zoymame that might be involved over here. If there are Edom Zoymame who come against a Nesua Bas Koyin, then they're in the same category as ones who come against a Nesua Bas Yisrael. Meaning, in other words, that here you have, they were trying to get her Sreifa, nevertheless, they're not getting Sreifa, instead they're getting Chenek. Because you have like this. The Torah said, who is it, when it's a Bas Koyin who's Mizana and she's getting Sreifa, in all cases, according to Rav Shimon, when she's in Arusa, when she's in a Suwa, rather, according to the Chachamim. only she, normally, of course, normally a Boyle and a Boyle and a Nivellus, normally the two people who were Mizana together, are getting the same punishment. But here, as we learned in the previous parak briefly, here, in the case of a Bas Kohen, it's unique. She's getting Srefa, the Boyle is getting Chenek, as he would ordinarily with any Eishes Ish. So therefore now with the, and we learn from a pasuk, since the pasuk says by Edim Zemin, that we should do to him, we should do to them like what they wanted to do to their brother. From that we learn a din that when you have a difference in Misa between the man and the woman, they're given the Misa that they were trying to get for the man. So therefore in that case they would be getting chenek rather than Srefa. So when it comes to the Zomimei, Arus Bas Kohen, Bechlal, Zomimei Nesua Bas Kohen, Bechlal, Zomimei Nesua Bas Yisrael. So therefore, when it comes to a Bas Kohen who's a Nesua, where according to Reb Shimon, she's getting Srefa, well, according to both the Chachamim and Reb Shimon, she's getting Srefa. Nevertheless, they're still in the same category as the Zomim, as the Edom Zomimei for a Nesua Bas Yisrael, namely, that they're getting Chenek rather than Srefa, because since the Boil in that case would get Chenek, then they're getting Chenek as well, because Vasi Samloi, from which we learn that when there's a difference between the man and the woman, then they get the punishment they were trying to get for him. We learned in the previous perek, actually, where Tosfos, we touched on, Tosfos mentions at the beginning of Makkos, is that in all cases, or is there a difference maybe whether they're trying to be Mechayev, him, Nisa, or not? What if they're coming and saying Eidos, and saying that the boy or the man was 9 years, between 9 and 13 years old, where it's considered via in Halacha, but he's not Chayev Nisa because he's underage? Or what if we don't know who he was, or what if he ran away, or whatever? So in that case, would we still say that in that case, we're giving them only the punishment that they would have done for him, or which would be Chenek, or would we say that no, in that case, there's no punishment for him involved, and therefore they're getting straight. We talked about the other day that Tosfos discusses that point at the beginning of Makkos. And in any case, the point is, in the normal case where you have both he and she are on trial, and if it comes out that they're guilty, she's going to be Chayev Srefa, and he, the boil, is going to be Chayev Chenek. If it turns out they're Edom Zomimei, then they're getting Chenek rather than Skila. And Reb Shimon finishes off, and as far as when she's in Arusa, again, whether she's a Bas Koyin or Bas Yisrael, the Edom Zomimei have the same kind of thing. They're both, the din would again be that they're getting Skila. Because again, only the Bas Koyin is getting Srefa, according to Reb Shimon, she's getting Srefa because that's an upgrade from Skila, according to the Chachamim. Anyway, she's getting Skila because according to them, there's nothing higher than Skila. But in any case, the Edom Zomimei, again, they're not even according to Reb Shimon, where she's getting a different punishment than the Boyle in that case. She's getting Srefa. He's getting Skila. The Edom Zomimei would get Skila for the same reason, Vasisim Lokashazamim, Lasis Lochiv, and not Lachoisoi, and therefore where there's a difference between the punishment for him versus for her, then they're going to get the punishment that they would have been trying to get for him. Okay, so there we see. So we see clearly in this braisa that Reb Shimon is saying that an Arusa Bas Koyin is getting Srefa, where the Chachamim, again, we said, disagree and say that she's getting Skila. So we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, analyzing this point about what exactly are the circumstances in which a Bas Koyin gets in, which a Bas Koyin gets Srefa, and in which cases we have the other punishments.
Yes, Shekayach.